idea that the house blends into nature rather than having it stick out was an important aspect of the design process. And the Rumah Ujan was meant to blend in and not be obstructive to anybody who's on the other side of the valley and looking onto this. We wanted it to feel like it's part of nature. Rumah Ujan means the house of rain, and there is something melancholic or something honest about it. And it rains a lot in Ubud, and the rain is beautiful. Is slightly outside of Ubud. I think the idea is oftentimes there's a certain shyness, maybe there is a certain willingness not to scream and not to be too loud. I have an attraction to wood, and a lot of the attraction of the architecture here in Bali is related because there's a lot of use of wood. Huge logs of ironwood that were used initially for that bridge and that had been dismantled. The actual process of making it happen was quite a lot more difficult. Sudah berapa tahun? 20 atau 25? 25. There were Balinese carpenters, but had also acquired the knowledge of an American carpenter. So they had a vast vocabulary in joinery making and tools. I had to learn from them how it is being made, so that there was an exchange happening. Pillars that you're seeing, the part of the roof structure, so the hips, and there is single elements of over 8 meters in there, which is quite unusual, of ironwood, which is a very precious wood. You will find that the dining table and the coffee table and possibly even the chopsticks in the drawers of the kitchen are made from that same ironwood. So we had that ironwood here on the property. I didn't want any of that wood to go to waste. A lot of these buildings that you see above at the back of the property are additions that happened in a more organic way. The houses up where the office is and where the residence is, these were existing buildings that we bought from Java. A lot of people use them here, they're called the Joglo. And so we used these buildings, transformed them and put them on the land. That cabin always remains the most precious one that we've lived in. Also because our son was born and then lived in there. This plant here is known locally as Sedap Malam. And we planted this here for a very special occasion. There is a tradition here that when the firstborn child comes, that the placenta gets buried next to the entrance of the house. For us, it's very symbolic and a beautiful element of the property. As I started getting more interested in badminton, I started analyzing the trajectory of the shuttlecock, and I realized that it was creating this curve, and that towards the edges of the court, you don't need the same height as in the center of the court. I approached Laura, who is the founder and owner of Ibuku. They're the specialist in bamboo on the island of Bali and probably worldwide. And she was like, yes, this is exactly what we'd love to do. And so that's when that collaboration started. Well, it's an incredible journey. It's a place where I founded my family, and it's a place also that helped me develop as a professional and to grow as a professional. So it's an extension. Rumah Ujan is an extension of myself.